Hey, welcome in. Time for our daily editorial. I got Jim McKinney with me right now. Let me tell you about the rest of my day because it's very germane to this particular editorial. You're going to notice tomorrow that in sections one and two, segments one and two of KER, we talked about my feeling that both sides have to work together to bring the nation back together. We are going to speak with John Huber on the weekend show also. I'm not going to put words in his mouth as to how he feels about that. And I'm not going to put words in Jimmy's mouth about how he feels about that right now. I would have to say that everything that I have seen since we recorded that, and we recorded it last Tuesday, has been negative on the part of the liberals. Let me, for example, quote you an article from the Seattle Times. Pelosi, this is basically has to do with Pelosi. When a violent left-wing anarchist conducted a sustained assault on a federal courthouse in Portland, Oregon, Speaker Pelosi did not call it an insurrection. Instead, she called the federal lawmakers pretending the building stormtroopers. Boy, go figure that one out. Pelosi made that reference at least once in a July 17th, 2020 tweet. It came after some militarized federal agents deployed by the president detained people on Portland streets far from the federal property they were assigned to protect. I'm really not sure what to say about that. People are getting killed, and Trump sends in federal troops to protect federal property, and Pelosi is basically, you know, she's doing everything she can, and she's doing very, very well, I have to say, for the liberals. Whether you love her or hate her, you got to admit she's doing a good job. Anyhow, let me read you one other segment out of the Seattle Times. President Trump's attorney in this silly trial saying the president should is said that the president should not be convicted of inciting the mob that attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, resulting in the deaths of five people. They cited on and on and on. Okay, anyway, what I want to say is I listened to everything that was televised, everything, and a video was taken of everything. I heard Trump on two different occasions say, remember, for God's sake, stay peaceful. We're not getting that going on right now, Jimmy. What we're getting right now is we're getting more and more accusations on the part of the liberals, and I'm starting to feel very strongly that the nation will not be unified, at least in the near term. What do you think? And what happened today? Let's get a bit of a summary on that, Jimmy.
The defense team for the president did a pretty good job, actually a great job, because basically they took the arguments from the impeachment managers of the House of and saying, you know, he's going to fight to incite riots. And they took members of the House on the impeachment team and used video of them previously saying they're going to fight. And a lot with Elizabeth Warren, a lot with Bernie Sanders, with Joe Biden, with Kamala Harris, really, really making an absurd argument that, you know, what Trump had pointing out how absurd the argument is that Trump was inciting violence by using the words, you know, he wanted people to fight for the nation and for the country. So that was pretty powerful. And I do believe that it's going to be a party line vote. But with a party line vote like that, it's going to look really stupid, in my view, from the Democrats to continue to do this hypocritical facade of an impeachment. You probably are going to put pressure on those handful of Republicans that voted to continue with this ridiculous trial. There may be a couple of votes that way, but I really don't think any of the other 45 Republican members, are gonna lose faith in the president over what's been happening. The defense team did a good job with that, and the videos were very telling. So yeah, and some of the hypocrisy with the violence and Nancy Pelosi, it was so clear, it was so evident. So people, anybody sitting there really would look stupid voting to impeach, to convict him because of inciting violence. But we'll see what happens.
Boy, I really don't know. You know what just came out on the wire right now is a Como covered up COVID, the COVID death toll. I think that's
Oh,
very,
yeah, that's.
very interesting. That's really interesting. It's very interesting what the liberals are doing at this point in time. And I got to tell you, I know what it's doing to me domestically, and it is just absolutely amazing some of the stuff that's going on domestically to
Well,
me. Go
some
ahead.
of the fraud is becoming clear. So what happened, and this has been going on for a couple of days with Andrew Cuomo, his secretary came out in a conference call with Democratic operatives and Democratic members of their state legislature and said, yes, we fudged the numbers. We lied about the deaths of elderly in retirement homes in order to keep the Trump Department of Justice unaware of what was happening because we felt it was political. And then her comment was, hey, we're sorry we put you in this political position. Absolutely no concern for the thousands, literally thousands of deaths that happened because of his policy to force people back into nursing homes with COVID. And
you got a
it's,
link, Jimmy?
It's
do you have
powerful.
A link to do you have a
Oh,
link
there's
to that?
lots of them. I can, of course I can. There's lots and lots of information on this now. And I'll go ahead and send that out. But that's, I mean, she did it publicly. And this is what's really putting pressure. The Democratic legislature in New York is now calling for an investigation against Andrew Cuomo. The pressure here is intense. And what it shows is one example of the many examples of the lies and the fraud that have been going on for months with COVID and with this impeachment and with the violence over the summer. It's beginning to blow back against Democrats.
Yep.
Thank God, finally.
Well, all I can say is I hope the truth comes out. And I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say if the truth, the honest to God truth, hurts Trump, he deserves to be hurt. If the honest to God truth that comes out hurts the liberals, they deserve very definitely to be hurt, in my humble opinion. Jimmy, you got the final word. I'm going to put this up right now.
Yeah, I just think there's no way that the president's going to be convicted in this
no.
mock trial.
Well, even
there's
my,
no constitutionally
yeah,
out,
no.
No constitutionality of it, and it's a complete diversion from some of the policies that are happening out there that are
yep.
incredibly detrimental for this country and the incompetence that's being expressed in this administration is in the Biden administration. Is overwhelming.
We've got some very overwhelmingly bad people on both sides of the coin, is all I can say. Jimmy, I'm going to sign off with that one. I'll hopefully try to address the comments. I got a very busy day for the rest of the day. Irish Tony, I'm going to call you on Skype as soon as I can. Thanks,
hey,
Jimmy.
And good to get Jerry back on. Glad to see you back out there, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Jerry. Jimmy and I both feel that way 100%. Glad to see you back on. Thanks, Jim.